go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Hello, hello.
There we is.
What it do?
I said, there we are.
There we is and might be.
There we are and we is be. Now, we are here, special occasion. Just glad to hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
This is Brittany Britt, if y'all don't know, because she
all day
can do she can do this shit all day.
All day.
Now, shit is not in the podcast name. You would have to remove that word. And go with the rest. Is that right, Britt?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we here because this is actually, I think this is co-ideas, right? This was birthed from a long time ago.
A long time ago.
And it got
way, way back.
Yeah. So here we go. This is the origin story again for you motherfuckers that don't pay attention. I had a show with J Bug. And one of the questions that I asked her, if she would want to stay on the same block as TLC, be co-workers with Janet and Mike, or go to high school with Prince. Now, again, I assumed, and 98.9% of America thought she would pick TLC. But she ended up picking Mike and Janet as co-workers. And I could totally understand why, because I'm huge fan of both artists, the siblings, Scream, shout out. And then it just, that from that answer alone, Britt came in with the ski mask. 357 Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
And then you created what from that?
Then I created Celebrity High.
She
created Celebrity High.
I created Celebrity High, but I did an Ice Cube versus what's the group I'm thinking about? Insane in the Membrane.
Cypress Hill.
So I'm taking the idea and running with it.
Well, hold up now. For veterans and people who remember, way, way back in the day, we had a celebrity episode before you even asked this question for J Boog. You remember that?
Yes. Yes.
And there was the family reunion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we didn't necessarily come up with it, but we brought it back, though. Hey. We'd have brought it back, bitches. Wait, I can't say that. You know what I mean?
The brought it back, bitches.
Hey, you know what I'm about to do?
Put it on a shirt.
I'm about to write that down. The brought it back, bitches. So yeah, explain to the people your idea.
So this idea is, once again, getting celebrities. And it could be like characters in shows and movies. It doesn't have to be, you know, just the celebrity in itself. And placing celebrities in the place of office characters. And not necessarily, well, we kind of went with The Office to kind of have a top five frame.
Show, by the way. I'm going there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It stays in my rotation.
Yeah, Office, but, top five all time.
You know, like, you got, every office has somebody who take credit for everything. They didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Somebody who always, like, whatever. We got people, and that's one I didn't add. That would have been a good one. But, you know, finding a celebrity to take place of those characters. And so,
that's
this one.
So, and then in the alternate Marvel Universe, I created Celebrity High. And from there, I got Britt, I don't know if you know, I don't know if I told you, but I got a lot of feedback, a lot of pushback.
Oh,
too.
Did you?
Yeah, they didn't agree with certain people. And it get feisty. It get feisty in these streets, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the feedback was beautiful, though. Like, people had their own, they had substitutes, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. no pun.
But, I was about to say, like, substitute?
No, but they said, you know, they brought up certain actors and actresses that they was like, nah, you should have had this, you should have had that one. So that's where that went. And then Britt tapped my line, the bat line. Ain't too many people got that number, right? Britt tapped my bat line. It's 2,800 hours. I don't even know what that is. But we gonna roll with it.
Making up
and she came up with, let's do the Office version. And like she said, not the Office, like the Office show, but basically your everyday 9-to-5 job. You know what I'm saying? Where there is an office and you have these positions, and we're going to attach the people that we believe will play the best role. Now, Britt, I'm just letting you know, right now, out the gate, mm-hmm. that I have, when I say I have probably the most diverse, I don't just mean when it comes to like race. Just letting you know that now. This okay. right here, I guarantee you, this is going to be the best show ever, and mm-hmm. I already have a name for it. When I tell you, if I could just get one season of this shit right here, the way it's coming out of my mind, I promise you, mm-hmm. it will bump over a lot of shows. But let's start here. Now, you whichever position you pick, I'm going to match it. So wherever you want to start, let's roll.
Oh, shit. All right.
And we need some type of explanation. Like, you ain't got to go into, like, you ain't got to go into deep K-Dot thought about it. But just paint us a picture of why, and so I could see, okay, I could kind of understand. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going by real names and character names.
Same here.
Okay.
And a couple of mine are deceased.
That's fine. That's because they okay. still live on.
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. Let's start with office administrator, the front desk.
Oh, that's fire.
Let's start off with that. Because, I mean, when you walk in, right, that's the first thing.
First person you see.
First, yeah. So, I'm going with Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet. Okay, why? Why? Why?
Lisa Bonet because, I mean, she's pretty.
Uh-huh.
Nice on the eyes.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. We got to talk about that. I'm glad you said, keep going. You cooking.
And got that little earthy vibe, you know.
Yeah, she definitely don't wear deodorant. But she smell like camel tea.
But I mean, just that, like, oh my God.
Yeah. We here.
But, you know, just that mellow, earthy, down-to-earth vibe, just... that's what you are, you know, greeted with.
Okay.
And then, you know, she looked good on the eyes and everything.
Very
and,
easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fluffy scrambled eggs. Yeah. I like that one. That's hard.
Okay.
That's hard. So what I want to talk about is what we need to talk about, what I said we need to talk about. It's important to know that front desk person needs to be attractive. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because that's the representative. That's like one of your best representatives of the company. So as soon as people come in, it's like casinos do it. You know what I'm saying? Where when you go inside of a casino, all them women, they have an appeal to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They looks could be on some of them, all right. But for the most part, you got some you be having MILFs and cougars up in there. But they mm-hmm. they used to be it back in the day. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So with that said, I'm matching your same energy, and I'm going with Raquel Thomas, aka Raising Kanan mother.
Oh.
You want to talk about sex appeal, and that's a different type of attitude that she giving you from that front desk. When you say, when you brought up Lisa, yeah, I'm getting Scooby-Doo Van, Earthy, you know what I'm saying? Like, Shaggy girlfriend type shit, okay? But with Raquel, she got a sex appeal. You want to talk to her, but you scared because when she puts you down, when she rejects you, you gonna know. So that's who I'm rolling with.
I'm rolling in your chest.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Kanan's mom. Oh, man.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we on next?
Let's go with the slacker.
The slacker at the job. Now,
the one who's probably late, you know.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Who half-ass does their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is going to be obvious, but you got to have it. I'm going with Snoop.
Snoop. This nigga smoking before and on the lunch break.
Yep.
Niggas know this.
Yep.
And he got the jokes. The nigga got the jokes. And he wearing Chucks. And he got the jokes.
And you know what? He probably taking bites off people's food in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. And when he getting barked, I'm going to do it, cuz. Dang. Yeah, I like that one. That one's hard. All right. I got Ben Stiller.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I'm thinking a little bit of Zoolander in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got that. I got Ben Stiller. I can see that. And you know what? I might lean more towards that movie, Zoolander.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm picturing that crazy, like his crazy face. Like,
yeah. Especially when he do the, what was it, Blue?
Oh, my God.
That's a good movie.
All right. We're going to go with the office hoe.
Yes. I'm glad we got to that one because when I tell you this curveball I'm about to throw to you, oh, you're going to love it.
Okay. So I'm going with Aunt Cookie from Next Friday.
You know what? Oh, my God. That woman is. You got me. It's still a curveball coming, but let me tell you, that's the one, Britt. That's the one. That sex appeal. Oh my God. It's all.
That's my office hoe.
She looks like porn.
Yeah.
Like, and she talking too. You know, she's saying some crazy shit at the office. That's a good one. That's going to be number one. I'm not going
to
beat that.
You know, and she probably sleeping with Snoop to get his weed.
Oh, look, just let's remember her. Because that's number one. And when we finish these, when we finish going through all of them, I'm going to tell you who she fucking. I'm going to tell you okay. So here go mine, though. Now it's my turn. Pass the rock.
Oh, her name is Aunt Sugar.
Aunt Sugar?
Auntie Sugar. That's what it is. Cookie Sugar. It's the same
shit. Same shit. Both of them got sugar in it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Special ingredient.
Oh, man. Here go my curveball. The office hoe. Jessica Rabbit. Yes. So look. And she's going to be in cartoon version. In the regular version. That's how diverse my TV show is.
I like it.
Yes,
because I got another
and I got another one coming. But you know why I picked her? Oh yeah, yeah. I got her. I got her. Sex appeal. Oh, it's some things around his office.
I like that one.
Definitely some things. What we got next? What we got next?
All right, the one that doesn't do any work, none. Like, office meeting. Got a reason to go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Calling out. No show.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Group project didn't do nothing but sign his name on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going with Eminem.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. And you know, man, y'all, you got some jokes in yours. For sure. For sure, because Snoop and Eminem already got a movie together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you seen that chemistry. That was crazy. Them niggas can act. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. We on me?
Yep. Who doesn't work?
Mike Epps.
Who doesn't do any work?
Mike Epps. Day-Day. Yep. Day-Day. Why not? I can see him.
I put him in here for something else, but I didn't.
I could already see him raising his hand saying, I need to go use the bathroom in a meeting. All staff mm-hmm. meeting, I need to use the bathroom. And then he slip out the back window.
Yeah, and I'm just picturing him in Friday After Next.
Yeah.
Where he's top flight security and then how he complain about shit. Yeah.
Perfect.
He do all the throwing his arms down and.
And that's crazy. And that's crazy that you said that because that movie didn't even cross my mind when I came up with that idea.
Really?
No, next Friday when he worked at the record shop.
Oh, okay.
That's the character and then from All About the Benjamins, that's the character that popped up in my head.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, we outside. What's the next one?
The next one. Let me see. Hold on. After that is the one that takes credit for work they did not do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, see, look, I think this, no, I'm a wait, but yeah, let's roll with this one.
Jada Pinkett.
I hate that woman.
But see, that's why
she
it's
got
perfect.
The face.
I don't like her either.
She got the face that says, I take credit for everything.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't take me long to figure out that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you go. She top three most hated character.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Bitch is crazy.
Her and Amanda Seals and what you call it, Lisa. I can't think of the show right now. Insecure. Goddammit.
Issa Rae.
Issa Rae. I said Lisa. No, but that's the show I'm talking about, is Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
What you call it? Character. In Insecure. I can't even think of her name anymore. Okay, let's move on. So I got Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I got Wayne Brady. And the Wayne Brady that, TV show. TV show host, Wayne Brady.
Yeah. He looked like he definitely take credit for some shit he didn't do.
Yep. What we got next?
Next we got building security.
Now how many security guards you got?
I got just one.
I got two.
Okay.
Cause they got I gotta have the one who thinks he's over the other security guard.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I got, it's like a pinky and a brain. Pink. Damn. You know what I'm trying to say, God damn it.
Yeah.
I need something like that. You got one, though. Who's you?
I got one. And when you hear my one, you're gonna see why it's only one.
Okay.
Ving Rhames, aka Christ. Melvin from Baby
God.
Boy.
Oh my God. He know where to hide the guns, Brett. It's like butter.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
definitely
not
doing
Pulp
Fiction one, though. You're not doing Pulp Fiction one, are you?
No. Like Melvin, Baby Boy.
Melvin, Baby Boy. I get it. I like that one. Yeah, you definitely only need he the only one. He the pappy.
Yeah. You don't need nobody else.
He the pappy. All right, here we go. Office security. Shit, nigga. I got iced tea. I got iced tea. And then from the show Atlanta. Did you watch Atlanta?
Yes.
Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What?
And iced tea is the one that thinks he's above.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he's Pinky. Yes. Ice-T and Tracy. My God. Them two niggas, right? Because they two opposite.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking of Detective Ice-T, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then Tracy, man, you've seen that episode when they went to the college, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. When he socked that nigga. Yeah, that's a... Hey, my show is fire, Brett. I'm sorry.
It is. It is. I love that show. Side note, I love that show.
Yes.
That shit.
I'm going to have to run that back.
The Barbershop's the best episode ever.
Oh, by far. Landslide. And we got to start talking about... Either we gonna do we gotta do a Hall of Fame episode.
Oh my, you get on my nerves because I have that in my notes for a show for mine.
There we go. This edible been in your notes, nigga. Hall of Fame episodes. You know that's up there. Oh, that's fire.
Definitely.
That's fire.
Definitely.
All right, what we on?
We got Office Dumbass next. Just somebody who's just stupid as hell, don't know nothing, some dumb shit all the time. Just,
yes.
How'd you even make it in life, right?
There we go. Damn, you gonna make a nigga quit.
So I got Thurgood from Half-Baked.
Really? Really?
Thurgood from Half-Baked, yep.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, elaborate.
I mean, well, one, no offense to weed heads out there, but this is a dumb weed head. And so,
yeah,
you know, got dumbass ideas.
He stay lifted.
Yeah, stay lifted. Dumbass ideas that think gonna get him on top and really get him in trouble.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, just be doing dumb shit. So
I see it, man. I definitely, if he got to be handling shit, like taking delivering stuff or something like that. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm going with Marlon Wayans.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with Marlon Wayans.
I like that one.
You know he'll cook that role right there.
Yeah,
he will. Because all I got to do is pick the Wayans. Come on, man.
Wayans brothers.
But look, no, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to add Sean too. But that'd have been too much. That'd be dope because it's kind of like the two security guard thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To have him and his brother, man. Because yeah, I mean we've already seen that in their show, so that chemistry right there is just crazy. But no, I'm gonna stick with Marlon though on that one.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we got the kiss ass.
Okay. Yeah, we already know. Like, I know some of y'all thinking Braxton. Nah, I didn't go there. Mm-mm. Where'd you go, though, Brett? Who you got?
Blank Man.
Oh, wow. Me and Marcy just talked about that. I'm thinking about being him for Halloween.
Now, that would be funny as hell.
That's a good one though. With the he gotta have a costume on.
J5. J5.
Oh my God, that's a good one though. That's a good one. Nah, that's
yeah. That's my fire. Kiss ass.
That's fire. I went with Kid from Kid and Play.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, class act.
I see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely see that.
I went with Poindexter.
In every office, got an OG, somebody that been there for years.
Oh man, it's my favorite right here.
Somebody who been there for years, a vet in this thing.
This is fire.
I got Richard Pryor.
Oh my God, I didn't see you going there. I did not see you going
Where'd you see me going?
Not there. I can't say I knew exactly where you was going, but I know I didn't think you was going there.
Yep.
Okay. You want to elaborate on that one? That was a crowd shocker. We're over here shocked.
I mean, somebody who just, you know, the old people who just been there for so long and they got some smart ass shit to say.
Yeah.
About everything and everybody.
I can see that.
And ain't nobody going to say nothing back to them because they old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And he going to bag on you like crazy.
Yep.
I like that one. I like that one. I went with Bugging Out / Gus, a.k.a. Giancarlo Espirito. That's an OG right there.
Yeah.
OG.
I like that.
OG across the board. And I'm talking about for the past couple of years. You know what I'm saying? Like, the gray hair, like, you gonna respect him.
Yeah.
Off top. And he not gonna be as animated as who'd you pick again?
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, yeah. He's not gonna be as animated as Richard Pryor, but them jokes are still gonna be as potent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just a level of respect that, no, you're going to respect him like he's Gus, because you'll know he'll set trip like bugging out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's who I went with.
Okay, I like that one. Let me see. Next, we'll go with... The Temp.
I'm glad we're here. Oh, I'm glad we're here. Because if you thought that curveball was something, oh, nigga, the switch up is coming. What you got? Who?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, I didn't. It went blank for a minute. I was like, what happened? You got Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey. Somebody who take everything so light, kind of just whatever.
He just don't care because it's like, I'm going to get another job anyway.
Exactly.
And he kind of like stealing money from y'all in a way. Yeah.
Conniving.
Yeah, like he do so much to just keep getting paid. But he not too far off from like the office slack. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
I like that one. I like that. Jim Carrey, that's all day legend. You know where I went?
Where'd you go?
Alf.
I get you're diverse now.
Yeah, I went with Alf. That nigga is going to be killing niggas from behind that desk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The jokes that he is going to have. He's going to always piss off the supervisor. He's going to always piss off, like, the main boss. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I went with Alf.
I like that one. Diverse ass. All right, let's see what we got. Like three left, because now we're gonna get to the boss.
Yeah, so we got the boss left. We should have the supervisor, the district manager. And that's it, right?
That's it.
Okay.
So we're gonna do the boss, and this is the one that's in house all the time.
Yes.
Watching you clock in on time, making sure you ain't clocking a minute over.
And y'all always going to the office, whether you complaining, snitching, trying to take some time off. Somebody, you might be flirting with them all the time. Yeah.
Yep. I'm actually going with Tupac on this one.
You went Pac?
I went Pac on this one. And really, it's because of who I have for district manager. But...
Okay. Okay.
But Tupac, right? One that like a lot of people got a crush on.
Yeah.
Looking at like, okay, trying to get in nice with the boss and flirt and all that. And then he's also, I won't say he's going to say some wild shit, but he's going to have an attitude like, just do your fucking job.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You're going to get a little bit of that Bishop from Juice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where I went with my boss.
All right. That is, yeah, we got to talk about something. We got to talk about something. I went with Harriet Winslow.
Ah.
Yeah, you already know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I can see her face. Yeah. Flaring nostrils.
Yeah.
Squinting eyes.
It's going to be 7 to 8 seasons, and there's going to be maybe less than 3 or 4 episodes where you actually see her smile. All the other times, she just looks frustrated. Just
yep.
Attitude. You know what it is. Miss mm-hmm. Harriet Winslow. Top 5
okay,
TV
like
moms
that.
All time. So we got supervisor and we got district manager left.
Yep. Next we're gonna go district manager. And this is the one that pops in from time to time to check on the boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go over numbers, let you know, what you need to do in your office, what you need to change. And I'm going with Eartha Kitt.
Eartha, that's a good one. Oh my God.
And you know, with Tupac as the
yeah,
boss in the office.
She gonna, she gonna be nagging in mm-hmm. his ear. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's wild. That's
Marquez.
Wild. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I went with Angela Bassett.
Always a good choice.
Yeah, I went with Angela Bassett. And if you notice, I got some, my women are in power right now.
I see that.
You know what I mean? So with Harriet Winslow and Angela Bassett, the relationship between those two is that they actually like cousins.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so they got like, they be talking about, they don't talk about work as much as they talk about their own dysfunctional family. You know what I'm
saying? It starts off as work and it always leads into extra long ass.
Yeah, yeah. Like they bring
this meeting was supposed to be by my office. Instead, we've been sitting here talking about mama for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, they bring home to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So that's see
who
that.
That's who I got.
Okay. And then the grand finale, the supervisor.
The supervisor.
The one you gotta sometimes travel to see in a far, far away place.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see too often.
But this is the supervisor is the forgive me, Briffs.
Mm.
It's the house nigga. So it's kind of like the one who keeping everybody in order, but still trying to suck up to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that supervisor role could be tricky, but I'm a flip minds though. Go ahead.
Okay. I got Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor. The clumps.
The clumps.
That's a good one.
Yep, that's my supervisor.
I can see that nigga in the break room right now. I could definitely see him in the break room with his lunch. That is crazy right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this one, grand finale. I went with this one because I put all those women in position of power, didn't
mm-hmm.
I?
You sure did.
And it's a lot of women. It's a lot of women's in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've seen this before. In so many TV shows where there's a guy that gets, I'm going to say it, harassed at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
My supervisor is Morris Chestnut.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, they are bothering him.
I'm sure they are. I'd be bothering his fine ass too.
So let's get to it. Raquel Thomas. Okay, Raquel Thomas mm-hmm. and Jessica Rabbit is beefing in the office, and Raquel stayed trying to get Morris Chestnut.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, see,
that's funny shit.
See, my show is called The Coworkers.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what type of, you know, I don't know what the show is, but it's definitely got to be in retail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna call my show "Same Shit, Different Day."
Same shit, different day. Nigga, hey, you want to know the most important part of these TV shows? You gotta have some theme music. And I'm going to one of them motherfucking coked up producers in the 80s. Cause I need my theme song from the I want my shit to come on like that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, come on. Taxi. I want my shit to come on like Taxi.
No, I want my shit to be like New York Undercover.
Oh, okay. I see where you going with that.
Yeah, like
that shit. That man. Hey, when that come on, niggas lock in.
Mm-hmm. Stop what you're doing.
Yeah, that's it. You gotta have a theme. You gotta have a theme music. All right. Let's see if I can get you on your toes real quick. Put you on the spot. Nice.
Okay.
So again, I want to do the episode about Hall of Fame episodes. Mm-hmm. There's so many because of so many TV shows. I feel like we're gonna have to do 10.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I'm gonna give y'all a little. This is a little insight. This is a little peep. A little world premiere. I think you need to give me your best episode, like the title of it, if you fire enough, you're gonna tell me what happened in the episode.
I gotta give you my number one pick.
Yes, that episode. You know, Martin got one. Everybody knows that the best Martin episode, I'm going to say it right now, if anybody want to slap box with me, there's not an episode better than him bringing that motherfucking Rockwell out. We're not about to play no games, okay? And it wasn't even supposed to be a part of the set.
It wasn't. That's what makes that so
that
much
is,
better.
You talk about so many niggas that broke out of character. What,
oh,
nigga?
Man.
Jamie Foxx show got a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
He got a couple of them.
You know what's crazy? A couple months ago, I sat through, not in one day, but like within the same week, I went from the beginning of the series to the end. Because I couldn't remember. I could not tell you what happened in Jamie Foxx. Like,
I could tell you
certain episodes, but I couldn't tell you like the storyline, what these characters went through, what they did, how he and Fancy got together. I couldn't tell you that.
No, I can. I remember he started off. He was a youngster or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And then he always went after Fancy, et cetera, et cetera.
I knew that.
Eventually, they got together, and remember, he got the jingles job.
Yeah.
Where he was coming up with jingles and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember all that. Like, what I couldn't remember was, like, because I know Fancy had dated other men, like, and how it got to be where they finally got together. You know, I couldn't remember all that stuff. So I was like, let me go ahead and watch this.
That's a question right there. What do you think is Jamie Foxx, the Jamie Foxx show? And I niggas gonna argue about this. The best Jamie Foxx episode.
I'm gonna say
the bank robbery.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the bank robbery is the best one.
I don't know if I can pick a best one because nothing like. There's good ones, but nothing's standing out to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh
like
God,
as much of a classic that it is. It really didn't have no classic episodes like that.
No.
The West Side Connection one.
I was about to say that might be my favorite one.
Yeah.
Because came to the hotel they were performing and then they tore down that wall. So they made a suite of their own big enough for the party.
Yeah. When when his boys came into town and one of his best friends was trying to holler at the wife or whatever, that mm-hmm. one. Shit, I can remember, man, it was a lot of them. It was a lot mm-hmm. of them. Yeah, the quote unquote serial killer. He was like the producer or something like that. Like making he was making a movie at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was acting like weird and shit like that. So they thought he was like the real killer. Yeah, but I don't know. I think Martin got the most memorable episode of all time, though.
I mean, one of my favorites from Martin. Is
the DMV up there? The DMV episode up there for me too.
DMV's up there.
The vacation with that rat, whatever that was,
whatever that thing was.
Yo, when I tell you, I cried laughing at that, dog.
So two that I like a lot that stand out to me. One is when he keeps dreaming about Pam.
Oh, yeah. And then the shit fall.
And then finally at the end, like, the piano fall on her.
Yeah.
Oh,
the car. The car.
Oh, my God.
When they all shared the car fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The Colt.
The what?
Remember he joined that cult?
Oh, like after he wasn't ready to get married?
Yeah, when they went to go look for him. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. I don't like those episodes. Well, I mean, not saying they're not funny, right? I have this thing with any show where a couple takes a break and it's like they get all... You know, when you watch it and you get pissed because it's like, come on, you still love this person. You love this person. Like, just why is it so hard? Why are you hard-headed? I get upset. And so I just like, I'm not watching that shit. I don't do the we're on a break type episode. I can't do it.
But they had to bring the drama. They had to bring the drama into it, though.
Oh, I know. But I just, I'll skip a couple. Like once, because what happened was... And that's just funny, too. He made a video, and they were playing it because he had a message for Gina. And then Cole's dumbass recorded over the rest of the message. So she had no idea what else he said.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then anything after that, I'm like.
Well, they was just throwing shit on the wall and see if it would stick after that.
Yeah.
Because it was too much. It was too much, like, you know, behind the scenes shit that was going on.
Yep.
So, you know, at that point, like, it had run its course, like, because of the, you got to figure, like, where do you go from there? Like, when we talk about a different world, like, where do you go when they get married and stuff like that? And then all of a sudden, he got to go to another country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you build off of that? So eventually, that pen go dry. And then with Martin, it's like, it, besides the comedy, everybody was just waiting for this nigga to get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So what is like, as a kid, I'm not thinking of what's beyond what we've already seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you never think it comes to an end. And then when you find out the backstory, it's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
So classic show, classic show.
Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know if I could give you my number one pick overall for... Out of like all the shows where I'd pick some top episodes, I don't know if I can give you my number one,
No, no, no. What I meant by that, going back to the actual episode, is no, I'm saying you create in your head your favorite episode for the roster that you created. Like, you're going to give me mm-hmm. like, what is that episode? What would that episode be about? And why would that be considered your best episode? And who would be involved in that episode?
I don't think I understand what you're saying.
All right, so look, I'm gonna give you an example. My show is called The Coworkers. I just gave you the, gave you my whole roster and who I picked and why I picked. Now I'm about to
My character.
Yeah, now I'm about to create an episode that's a classic, like the Martin one with the dog and stuff like that. So you pick the character. You pick the characters that are going to be a part of the episode, and you're going to tell me why it's a classic.
Got you. Okay, look at me, overthinking ass. All right. It's going to be, let's see, we're going to call it, I'm looking at my characters here again real quick. Ooh, we're going to call it Sugar is Sweet.
Sugar is Sweet. I already know this is nasty. go ahead and entertain me.
And we're going to have, because remember, Auntie Sugar, the office hoe.
Mm. And she be having lollipops.
Yep. Every damn time you see her.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, how many you got?
Her cleavage is crazy.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And like, it's going to be that. It's going to be about Auntie Sugar. And who else I got up in here? And we're going to have Eartha Kitt, the district manager, up in the building for that episode. And let's bring in building security. Let's bring in Melvin.
Okay.
And he be getting love notes from Auntie Cookie.
Oh, wait.
Auntie Sugar, right?
They're going to start something.
Mm-hmm. You know, she walk in past the building security desk, slide him a little note, slide him a little look, you know, say something. Mm-hmm. But he's not paying her any mind, right? Because what it is he's kind of got a thing for Eartha Kitt when she be coming in the building. And it's not every day. Because district manager, that's a, you know, a couple times a month, whatever. But he really likes her and how she carries herself and everything. But this one day, though, Auntie Sugar, like, is just doing the most, right? But he don't see that. She's, you know, bringing him some leftovers, you know, feeding him, making sure he's, you know, full.
Gumbo.
Whatever.
Gumbo.
Yep. Gumbo, some lasagna, you know, whatever. I baked this pie. Bringing him food.
Garlic bread, cheese toast.
Mm-hmm. And then she just happened to be wearing something he ain't never seen her in before.
Showing the courage.
Yep. And they get caught in the closet.
Oh, Melvin picked her up.
Mm-hmm. Sugar is Sweet.
And he is disregarding his diabetes.
And they get caught in the closet by... Blank Man.
Damn. So you know he gonna snitch. No. He gonna blackmail him.
Uh-huh.
He gonna blackmail him for something.
Yep.
Yeah.
So every time after they got caught, every time, you know, be that office.
If you win, an Emmy? If you win an Emmy, I got to come up on stage with you. I co-wrote.
Yeah.
I co-wrote that one.
You set me up for that layup.
Yeah. Ooh. I like that one. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Well, you know, Brie, you might know something about this because you watched a lot of shows that had a lot of seasons attached to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the TV series industry, when you kill out a character, you got to write them out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's how you send them out. And depending on what type of show it is, it's like almost like a funeral. You want to know? Like, just to let you know, my show is... My show filter is like Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have a plethora of seasons. And Alf as the temp, this is going to be the joke of the whole temp position. Because I'm gonna have this show is going to be like 25 seasons, and we're going to kill them off the 24th season.
Okay.
And the way we're going to kill him off is he finally gets fired. He finally gets fired and they offer him, some other company offers him a job or a dream job. And now he's going to decide if he wants to either stay because he's been there for 24 years. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to leave, and he decides to leave because that's is basically like him retiring. But, you know, but it's a dream job. Mm-hmm. And that last episode, they just keep showing, you know, keep going back in the day, different seasons and stuff like that, him interacting with these different characters. And he walks away with his box, and he's walking past every single character from every season to the elevator.
Look at you with the artistry, the imagery and shit.
That's fire. I'm crying. And it's Alf. Yo, oh, man. That's a tearjerker right there. That's a tearjerker right there for sure.
Wow, I like that.
Well,
I like
this
that.
This was a classic.
Always a classic.
This was a classic. Oh, I must warn you.
Oh, wait, what's the name of your show? Your episode?
The Co-Workers.
Okay.
Yeah, The Co-Workers.
That's the name of your show, right?
Yeah.
No, I meant that episode. What are you calling that episode?
Oh, that episode. Fired.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling it fired. But
short
that's
and sweet.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, here's the thing. They offered him the job, but there's a emotional moment where he tells the district, the boss, the supervisor, I don't want to accept the job without you firing me. Boom. So they fire him on his behalf. Like, that was his request, that you fired me. And then he goes off, retires, you know, boom. And then after that, it's the last season.
Wow.
That's fire, huh?
That is.
Damn, I almost really want to see that now. Yeah, we got another classic. Oh, but what I wanted to tell you is this week's episode. I don't know. I'm gonna make the decision by Tuesday if I want to drop this or if I'm going to drop the series that I'm doing. That's crazy because I'm doing the series, and it's about the Northridge days.
Classified. Are you playing some of the things from Northridge?
So that's what I wanted to tell you. I think I forgot to play some of those clips. So, but here's the thing. I think I even mentioned it at the end of the episode because I just totally forgot. It slipped my mind. But the idea came from that. So that's why I put it as a series instead of a one-off episode, because eventually I wanted to, Dobby got to get on here and say something. I might end up getting J.O. on here.
Oh, my God.
I do call him out on the episode. Now, I can't confirm nor deny if I said your name.
No, I don't care. I was around during Northridge days, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't confirm if I did or not. I just don't remember. So this episode is battling with that episode right now for this week's spot. And we're not going to tell them which week this is.
If this don't win, I'm all right, because I know Northridge shit, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah. And like I said, this wasn't just one story.
Oh my God.
What is it called? Anthropology? Anthropology? What is that shit called?
Better, why? Just stop.
You know what I'm talking about, where they just have different episodes. None of them go together. Like Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Hell, if you really want to be real, some of Atlanta don't even go together.
Yeah, for real. For real. Hey, when they got pulled over, my nigga, and she had been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Atlanta was fire, though. You know what popped? I'm going to get back into Family Matters.
See, and I watched Family Matters when I was younger, and I liked it, but it wasn't like my top pick.
It didn't hit for you?
I watched it, but it was not my top. Like, man, I got to see Family Matters. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
It was a fire theme song, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sure. I think Marcy's, if I could speak for Marcy's, I think her all time is either what's the shit with the nurses?
Grey's Scrubs. Anatomy?
Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Scrubs, Golden Girls, and I forgot the other one. Scrubs, Golden Girls, and there was another one I can't think of right now. Full House.
Okay.
Yeah. If I can speak for her, I'm gonna let her hear this and see if that's accurate.
Scrubs. You know, mine's one of my top is Living Single.
Fire. I love it. I love it.
Yep.
I low key had a crush on Khadija too. Like the whole lineup fire to me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it is. And that's why Friends bit off of Living Single.
They will go to the grave saying they didn't. Mm-hmm. They will go to the, and you could tell the difference. Like, it's really, like, Friends is like the tuna wrap at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Living Single came first, and then they copied all that shit. You got three. Well, it wasn't really three lineup like that, but you had the Friends and the guy Friends and living in the same building, and some of them dating each other.
You know what it is. And we had, ours just had more flavor.
Yeah.
It just had more flavor.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Because her magazine was flavor.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld. Now, the reason why I bring that up, the question is, what is one show that is like crazy popular, but you never really got into? And I'm gonna answer that. For me, it was Seinfeld, and I wish I would have got into it like that.
Honestly, it probably is Seinfeld for me too. I know my mom used to watch Seinfeld, and so I remember seeing bits and pieces of episodes.
Yeah, my brother, but my younger brother actually watched that shit. I love it. And it has such a cult classic. And I have watched, you know, episodes here and there, but I never got into the storyline, none of that.
No, like, I do remember some things from the episodes, and it was, like, funny. I just never thought, I don't know, this was so long ago, I could feel different. But I never thought Seinfeld was really funny, and maybe it's because I was younger.
Yeah,
but like
I think that
I
think that's what it is. I think that type of humor, not even that type. I would just say the delivery. Like, they didn't deliver the jokes how I like it, I guess.
Yeah,
but I did like the characters though.
Yeah, like I loved. Because you got Crazy Kramer across the hall.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all your friends, like, their dating lives just suck. And
the sarcasm, you know, was phenomenal in that.
Yeah. But, like, I just didn't get into it. Now, and it's funny because you talk about the kind of humor it is. Larry David was a writer on the show. Mm-hmm. But I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And see, I never really got into that either. And I know that's a popular
show. Oh my God,
no.
I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. That shit is so funny because he's such an asshole. But honestly, some of his reasonings, though, I'm like, he's kind of right.
Yeah.
But no, I like watching that one. It's just funny because he's a writer on Seinfeld. And Seinfeld was just one I didn't. get into it. It's got similar humor.
I get them. It's just they just don't hit like that. And it's like a cult. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you watch Seinfeld fans and Tesla drivers. Like, that's how different niggas is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And I'm a Tesla driver, but I didn't watch Seinfeld like that. Let me ask you, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Just pick one or the other. 80s theme music, 90s theme music. Which one was better?
90s.
Ooh, whoa, slow down, bucko. I ain't gonna even lie to you. We might be on. I have to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, think about it though. Just on off top, right? Living Single.
Yeah.
In Living Color.
Banger.
Martin.
Banger.
Jamie Foxx.
That one hit. Wayne.
Well. Granted, like, it was, you know, somebody's song. Yeah. But even like Wayne's Brothers.
Yeah.
They had Tribe Called Quest. Like, I'm going with the 90s.
I know. I don't know. 227. The Wonder Years. Full House. Different World. Cosby Show. You better stop playing.
Yeah. I know, but you know what?
Married with Children. The Golden Girls. Nigga, what? Night Rider.
I'm not saying it was trash, but if I'm ones that get stuck in my head that I will be singing without even seeing the show.
What's that?
It'll be a 90s one.
DuckTales.
Woo.
18. Reading Motherfucking Rainbow.
I think I'm still going with 90s.
All right, look. Hey, we just gonna have to. Look, and I can't play the music now. Shout out to Be Honest. He'll kill me because our shows go on YouTube now. So I can't, you know, maybe there's a way that I can do it and get away with it, but I can't do it. I haven't figured it out. But
no, if we do that
episode right there, 80s theme music versus 90s theme music.
But check this out too. Cause you mentioned a few other ones. But look, we got Saved by the Bell, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air the 90s.
See, you swinging back, and I'm going to throw Cheers at you. Roseanne, nigga, what? Family Ties? Who's the Boss?
We got all that. Roundhouse?
You got You went all that, huh? You went all that.
Oh, don't forget Salute Your Shorts now.
I like it. Shout out to 227 though.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Love Connection, nigga.
Oh my God. Could you imagine having shows like that on right now?
And we used to watch those. Like, as a kid, I'm watching, but why? Because I want to see these three women pick the, you know, he picked the out of the three women, she picked out of the three men. Then you got celebrities on there. Man, it was a lot going on, man.
I like Living Color doing their Love Connection skit.
Okay.
You remember that? They had Keenan Ivory Wayans was Mike Tyson. It's ludicrous. Oh, come on. And then they faked, who do they have? Kim Coles is Robin Givens or something?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, my nigga, I'm going to go get MacGyver. I'm going to go get Matlock. I'm going to go get that nosy-ass motherfucking Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, my God.
PTSD.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had some bangers, dog. I'm sorry. Yeah, we had some bangers. You got
it. And you can claim a different world because it started in the 80s.
It did. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm coming out swinging. It's going to be a different world, okay? It's going to be a different world up there. And it's going to be the Golden Girls.
Mm.
Yeah, niggas, I'm not playing out the gate.
I don't know, man.
You better go get Martin. You better go get
Wait, you got Moesha. I'm trying to think what else.
New York undercover.
Mm-hmm. Kenan and Kel. Hang with Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper, fire.
See, we got some too.
Fire. Yeah, well, I mean, we shall continue this. All right. shout out. This was a great idea. I had fun with this one.
Yeah, this was a good one.
We're gonna have to get back to it. So remember, we gotta do the top 10 all time Hall of Fame episodes.
Yep. Yeah.
So
I'm with that.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. Britt, tell them where they can find you and your show and stuff like that. And you did.
The show you can find wherever you listen to your podcast. I can talk about this all day. And you can find me on Twitter, BrittyBritty18, BrittyBritty, BrittyBritty18.
Yay, yay. Okay, bye.
Bye.